This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Guru is attending to a family matter. He will still be there tonight, though, at Public Market Emeryville to watch the Warriors-Kings game with me and hopefully with a bunch of you guys. You're more than welcome to come out and have a beer or two with us and watch the Warriors. Ideally, keep things rolling. They got to keep things rolling.
-7 tonight against Sacramento. Now, one of my friends said he's going to pull up. So if Peter and his wife, Emma, come by, tell him I had to do pre and post game. But they live across the street from there, apparently.
Okay. So. You know one thing I want to check on? Is it possible Sabonis plays tonight? I saw that
he's been out.
I saw he was ruled out. He's back to activities, and he was ruled out for Tuesday's game. And we'll check on that.
Well, the injury report right now has Kuminga's probable. I think he's still got to go through pregame warmups. But Sabonis is questionable with a hamstring strain, which is better than what he's been the last few. It's been Valanciunas that's been starting for him.
Exactly. So, and the Kings need it. The Kings need it. If the Kings don't win tonight, they can kiss 6 or 7 goodbye, I would think.
Also, no Thursday jokes. Scoo's got something serious.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He'll be back tomorrow. It's just...
Seriously, think about this, guys out there.
And gals.
I mean, guy's at a funeral right now, and he's still going to hold up his end of the bargain on the appearance tonight at Public Market Emeryville. So you can make a case that what he's doing today is above and beyond. Thoughts and prayers, Goo.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No doubt.
Let's go to, let's jump in with Dennis in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Going well, thank you.
I don't know what they're doing with the 49ers, but it seems like there's obviously there's some kind of reset. Whether they're going to rebuild or not, I don't know. But at this point, I think that that's a possibility and might be the right thing to do, because if you look at that, you look at that Super Bowl. The Eagles are really good, and you're not going to beat them right now with the roster that you have. But I don't know. You could see how the Eagles beat the Chiefs. It was the line play, both
right.
The offensive line and defensive line for the Eagles. They dominated that game, and that's what won that game. So I'm hoping that the Niners, they have 11 picks. I'm hoping that they pick, you know, at the top of the draft, a couple offensive linemen, a couple defensive linemen. Now, whether or not they're in a full rebuild, we'll find that after the draft. You may see McCaffrey get traded. Maybe they can dump Trent Williams off to a team that's contending, you know, something like that. I'd love to get rid of Trent Williams. You know, Shanahan is his own fault. He didn't draft a tackle in 2024, and Trent Williams held him hostage. You know, and I don't know. It's hard to argue with Shanahan because he's had a lot of success, but he's also done a lot of dumb things, and I think that him and Lynch might be on the hot seat with Jed.
Well, thanks.
You know, I don't know.
No, I appreciate it, Dennis, but the one thing that, I mean, if they're stripping the roster and they're resetting, how can they really be on the hot seat? You know what I mean? It almost sounds like the organization, and this is just right now. It almost feels like the organization is prepared to take a step back. Right now, it looks like that might be something that's amenable to them, with the plan being it's going to take a year or two to get back. And by the way, I don't think they're giving up on this year, because that would be foolish with the schedule they have.
No, but also to our caller's point, I don't think you can't measure yourself against everyone in the league. I think you have to measure yourself against the division. And the Rams got better in free agency so far, but they've gotten better. The Cardinals have even gotten better. They signed Josh Sweat to a massive 4-year deal. The Seahawks believe that they've gotten better because they traded DK and they got a new quarterback in. I can't say that the Niners have gotten any better since free agency started, since the beginning of the new year, and I would argue they've gotten worse with the amount of players that they've lost so far and the lack of players that they've brought in. So what they're doing to me is they're really placing all their emphasis on the draft, and that is what good franchises do. You build from within, you build with cheap labor, and you try and acquire as much young talent as possible in the draft. But because of how many positions of need they have, there's a lot of pressure upcoming on this draft and for the ones in recent memory that those guys are going to pan out and turn out to be impactful players for you. So it's I think it's just risky, you know, and right now if you are paying your quarterback, I also think to your point, Steiny, Shanahan and Lynch are kind of operating like they have time. You know, I don't know if I would say they're on the hot seat, because I think we'd see more desperate moves or more money being spent if they felt like that this was a win-now season.
I completely agree. That's the part I agree with. If they're prepared to take a step back, or they kind of know that this window's closed and they've got to recalibrate, then they can't be on the hot seat. But again, I'll tell you what. Here's when I'll know this reset is actually happening. What are they drafting at 11?
Yeah. Unless they trade up.
When they go get Tyler Warren and then they trade George Kittle, then we'll know they're going in a different direction. Now, they have another way they could draft Tyler Warren, and that is you draft Tyler Warren and you just slide George Kittle into Trent Williams' old spot a tackle.
Well, they already signed him. His name's Luke Farrell. He's the new left tackle.
Okay, that's true. Nishi and Campbell. What's up, Nishi? How you doing?
Steiny, how you doing? Long time, man. So,
Thank
hey,
you.
A couple things I'm burning on this morning. What's all this talk about the Niners being in a rebuild, man? I mean, we still got Brock Purdy. We still got McCaffrey. We still got Trent Williams. Last I checked, we still got George Kittle. Why do people want to go get Shedeur Sanders? What was Ben from Berkeley talking about, Steiny?
Well,
I'm not liking that kind of call today. I think the Niners have a chance to do something this year.
Jeez. I mean, they haven't replaced any of the players that they've gotten rid of. I think that's scaring some 49er fans, and maybe rightfully so. No, we lost.
Well, I think he's right. It's like I thought at the end of the season that they weren't that far away from the playoffs. That they're further away from the Super Bowl than they were the year that they lost to the Chiefs, but I didn't look at it as some chasm between them and, if you want to say, the Rams, who won the division. I thought that they got banged up. They were distracted the offseason. They had some off-the-field just tragedies befall a few of their players, and you know, including the children and Pearsall getting shot. Like, they had a lot of things go wrong this year. And I don't know, maybe that's the football god's way of saying, well, you had nothing but health the year you made the run to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I thought that some of that was going to revert back to the mean, and you'd end up being a 10-win or 11-win team, which I think is good enough to get you to the playoffs. But they're operating, it feels like, under the premise that if they don't think that they're a Super Bowl team, then why not just tear it down to the studs? Like, why not try and find your next Super Bowl core as opposed to holding on to an older, aging one that in all probability is not going to be good enough to get it done? And I think that's an admirable strategy, you know, trying to reset this thing. But to the caller's point, like, it feels like they're moving towards a rebuild. And that is, I think that's drastically different than where I thought that they'd be this offseason.
Right. The one thing I do think about the 49ers this past season and how close they may be or how close they aren't, and I can't overstate this, they stunk this year. You could make a case they didn't play one really good game.
Against a good team.
Correct. There was, if you really want to be objective about the 49ers, at no point last season did they come close to matching the level of play of the previous year. If you go through that schedule, game 1 through 17, and we look back on it objectively, they were never a playoff team this year. They never played like a playoff team. Now, a lot of it may have been circumstances, injury, age, distractions, and all that stuff. But, I mean, I don't see them. Oh, they were 6-11, but boy, they were right there at 11-6. That's the stretch that's difficult for me to make. Let's go to Michael. Michael's in Carmichael. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
Your guys' show sucks.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, you do.
You really hate
to see it. That's the kind of thing that's just going to rock us right now. It's gonna take us off track. It's gonna
only if you let it.
How do you rebound from something like that?
I don't know. Cue up some Dylan.
You know how you do it? You go to Dave in Oregon. How you doing, Dave? What's going on, my man?
What's going on, fellas? Hopefully, I can get us back on track because I don't know what's going on with that guy. But to wait around all day long just to say that. Anyways. I don't know if necessarily the 49ers may be doing a reset as opposed to maybe they're just not looking to invest in people that are coming off of major.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
For injuries or are injury-prone, let's look, right? You got Debo. They traded. He has been injury-prone as good as he's been for us over the years. Hargraves ain't coming back. Hufanga, Greenlaw, coming off of, you know, major surgeries. They're looking to trade Ayuk. He just tore his ACL, so... maybe they're just looking to try to invest younger. If they're going to invest in Purdy, then you definitely got to upgrade the offensive line because Williams did not have a good year last year. And the last thing I want to say is if anybody disagrees with Steiny about the whole not looking like a playoff team at all last year, just look at that game against Seattle at home where they literally could have taken a death grip on the playoffs or the division, at least right there. and they suck. Sorry, the coffee's really hitting me right now.
All right, Dave. Hey, we love the Pacific Northwest. Don't be a stranger. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. You know what? It is noon, and we're going to transition. And maybe as dramatically as the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe we're in a reset here.
Well, if they stunk as much as you said they did last year, I don't know if they're necessarily moving in too drastic of a direction.
All right, here's what's going on now. Warriors play the Sacramento Kings tonight, 7 o'clock, Chase Center. You can hear it all at 7 o'clock, but it starts at 6 with the Warriors pregame with Evan Giddings. Warriors Live, and then tip-off with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert is at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So the Warriors play the Sacramento Kings, and it's a bigger game for the Kings than it is for the Warriors. And here's where I'm gonna start with the Warriors. This is why it's not just going to be a cakewalk to 5, or it's going to even be a cakewalk to stay at 6. I mean, just look at what happened in the NBA last night. Clippers beat Miami. Houston beat Phoenix. Memphis beat Utah. And Minnesota beats the Denver Nuggets. So everybody tucked around the Golden State Warriors won last night. And that's why they've got to keep winning, Evan. And we'll get further into this the further down the road we go, but I mean, the Timberwolves schedule is every bit as favorable as the Warriors schedule, if not a little bit more. And there's 17 games left. They're going to have to win a big chunk of them to stay at 6 and to have any hope of moving up. And the reality is, moving down is still not out of the equation.
No, it's not. I mean, you're just as far away from the 5 seed as you are from the 9 seed. You know, and that's where the Kings are currently occupied. So no, you gotta win these games like tonight. And I think it's also a credit to them because, like, imagine if they hadn't gone 12-2 since the trade deadline, like they would be sunk. And whether it's with Jimmy or without Jimmy, the winning streak that they've been on, and it's been 5 games, it's been of the utmost importance because not only you got to keep Minnesota off, you want to try and climb. I think the 5 it's far, but it's not unattainable. But, you know, the Warriors have to take advantage of the subpar teams. And to their credit, they've done that. And, like, Steiny, we talked about this at the deadline. You know, could they go, what was it, they had 27 games left. Could they go 18-9? Well, they're 12-2.
I know.
You might have to go 20-6 or have to go 21-5 or 21-6, I mean, in order to keep the 6. You know, it's funny, like, all the action that's been happening right now in the West has been actually more in the 2-4 range as opposed to the 5, 6, 7, 8.
Right.
But the one thing that I do think the Warriors at all costs have to avoid, even if it means playing your guys a lot down the stretch of the season and the older players, you have to avoid the play-in because you just never know. And, you know, it's funny, like, watching some of the games last night, over the last few nights, it does feel like the West is, I don't know if open is the word, but it's going to be matchup based again. And so,
no doubt,
you're going to have to figure out if, all right, do you want to play Denver? That might be a bad matchup, but the Memphis Grizzlies might be a great matchup. You know, the Wolves might want to play the Nuggets in the first round.
Exactly.
Because they're a team that seems to have their number. Like,
and the Nuggets right now sitting at tied for second with Memphis. I mean, we could be, you know, there could be 5 to 6 games left in the season, and Denver starts finagling to avoid Minnesota in the first round if Minnesota's at 6 or 7, say. But no, I agree. You know, when you say, like, I sent this to the text thread yesterday, and I said, LOL, that Denver's scared of the Golden State Warriors. To me, that's funny because they're scared of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They would, you can't convince, they would, the Denver Nuggets would rather play the Golden State Warriors in the first round than Minnesota. I really believe
100%.
That.
But it's funny because also I think the Warriors have a much easier time against the Wolves, who have dominated the Nuggets, than the Denver Nuggets themselves. You know, it's the Warriors have just, they've had Minnesota's number this year. And I don't know what what it is in the water about it. But if you're Golden State, you know, what should make them feel confident at this point is I think they've displayed a level of basketball, even without Jimmy Butler, that leads me to believe that with him, there are teams scattered throughout the conference because maybe there's an upset. You know, Minnesota could beat Denver if they were the 2 seed, and then maybe you play them in the second round. Like,
true.
But the Warriors have had a better time matching up against the best teams in the West this year, certainly more so than last year.
And just to give you an indication that this isn't all about the Warriors. The Warriors can only do what they can do. But I'm just looking at the Lakers. They've won 8 of 10. I know they've lost 2 in a row, but they won 8 of their last 10. The Rockets have now won 4 in a row. The Warriors have won 5 in a row. The Timberwolves have won 6 in a row. So, as Tony Montana once said, this ain't no duck walk for the Golden State Warriors. They're gonna have to earn it, and they're gonna have to win a lot of games, a lot of guys.
Well, that's why. That's why yesterday when you were asking the players, do you know your record? Do you know the standings? It could change very fast. You know,
no doubt.
To be fair, you didn't know their record either, but 37-28
wasn't about me.
You know, if they win tonight, they're 10 games above 500 for the first time this season.
I mean, let's have a little fun here.
Okay.
So I got a guy, Harry, who before the season he was like, I don't think this team's going to be very good. Before the season, and I said, you know what? I think they could be okay. And he goes, oh, how many games do you think they're going to win? And I, of course, said, I don't know, maybe 46, 48. And he goes, no way. They're not going to be 500 this year. Okay, so they make the Butler trade. And now he said, well, I couldn't have. Who could have predicted they would have gotten Jimmy Butler? So my prediction, no. I'm not wrong on my prediction.
You're not going to cut him any slack?
No.
Well,
I don't. Who cares how you get there?
But he was talking about the team that was constructed in the offseason, which, to be fair, he wasn't wrong about. Like, I had a bet with someone in our KCBS office because he didn't think the Warriors would go 500 either.
Right.
And I was like, dude, they're going to win 41 games. Like, really? They're not going to win 41. And I'm going to be honest, I was sweating a little bit before the deadline.
I mean, I here's the other thing. You know, if you're going to make a preseason prediction, you have to understand what the moves could be that lie in front of the Golden State Warriors. And you guys weren't listening, but Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr were saying as they were signing Kyle Anderson or trading for him, whatever the hell they got him, Buddy Hield. Hey, we have flexibility, and we think we can make a move if we need to, and we have the pieces. That has to be part of your prediction thoughts. Sorry. 46-48. I may be under.
Yeah, they might be a 50-win team the way they're playing. Can we put the rat on the table?
Yes.
Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. They got bailed out.
Nevertheless, I mean, the over-under is, it's still cashing or not cashing in Vegas.
This might be a stretch, but what I believe is if you knew that Jimmy Butler was going to have this kind of impact, why didn't you trade for him like 2 months ago? Or before the deadline, I mean,
maybe the price was too high.
The price could not be too high because a player that probably would have been involved in it would have been Kuminga. You might have had to give up future more draft capital than you did. Wiggins would have been involved. You've gone 12-2 without Kuminga anyways. Now, Kuminga might be the reason you get over the hump in like a playoff series, or I think he can take this team to another level. I'm not trying to dismiss that. But if the goal was to dig yourself out of the doldrums, which is where they were in the middle of December when they lost, it felt like every single game that was close, then why didn't you make the deal then? You know, as much as, yes, they made a great move for a great price, it was the one, like, Steiny, seriously, if you knew you were going to win 90% of your regular season games and that was how good Jimmy Butler is and was going to be for you, then why didn't you just pull the trigger prior?
That circumstances changed. That's all. But here's the other thing.
No, you went and got Dennis Schroeder.
Here's the thing.
Plugging holes.
When you make a preseason prediction for your team, You have to know your organization. And one thing I know and knew about Joe Lacob is if this thing started trending downward, he would change it. Light years would change it, and he did. And I had that kind of confidence. Oh, you think I thought that original team could win 46? No, I didn't think that for a second.
Well,
I just knew they had something up their sleeve. No, but actually, of course,
the great Raymond Ritter yesterday did make sure to emphasize that. You know, and I think that's fair, though. Like, honestly, I believe that they were going to pull off a big trade? I had my doubts because they'd swung and missed multiple times, going back to even last trade deadline. But they did put themselves in a position to have options. And, you know, I also wonder if after they made the Schroeder, like if Schroeder hadn't been there and they had kept Melton, would they have gotten Levine and Vucevic? Because those players weren't available to them because, again, they couldn't trade Schroeder until a day before the deadline. And by that time, Levine was already off the board. It might have prevented them from making a mistake. I don't know. But you are right from the standpoint that they had options coming into this year, and, you know, it's changed everything. That's for sure.
All right, here's what we're going to do. On the other side, we interviewed Steph Curry yesterday at Chase Center. We're going to play that on the other side if you haven't heard it. And the reason we're going to play it is because we never really had a chance to talk about many of the things that Steph Curry said, which were very, very interesting. So coming up on the other side, it's about... We'll whittle it down to about 15 minutes. Don't worry. You're not going to have to sit through that jersey thing again. But we'll talk. We'll replay that interview with Steph Curry. We'll open up the phone lines, and then we'll really get into the Golden State Warriors. Still rolling right now. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.